This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A grueling, bitterly fought U.S. presidential campaign is coming to a close on Tuesday. Tens of millions of U.S. voters are casting ballots today to choose between incumbent Republican President Donald Trump or the Democratic challenger for the White House, former Vice President Joe Biden. In the latest developments in today's voting, election officials in the most populous county in Ohio, Franklin County, said they switched to paper poll books to check voters in after glitches in its electronic check-in system. The glitches did not affect voting machines. The U.S. Postal Service said there were delays in delivering ballots to election officials in the battleground state of Michigan and in parts of the key states of North Carolina and Pennsylvania. They must be delivered by Election Day in Michigan and must be postmarked by Election Day in North Carolina and in Pennsylvania to count. The U.S. Elections Project, which tracks early voting, said about 638,000 ballots had not been returned to Pennsylvania election officials by Monday. The project said about 476,000 ballots in Michigan also had not been delivered by then. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf told reporters Tuesday that there is no indication that a foreign actor has interfered in the election. This comes after intelligence officials concluded that Russians had interfered with the U.S. election in 2016. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the eyewall of Hurricane Eta is moving on shore along the coast of northeastern Nicaragua, bringing life-threatening storm surges, catastrophic winds, and the risk of flash flooding and landslides to Nicaragua and nearby portions of Central America. The hurricane is currently a Category 4. VOA News. Zimbabwe police on Tuesday arrested a journalist who's been critical of the government. His lawyer said it was the second time he's been arrested this year. His lawyer said this time it was for contempt of court related to a post he made on Twitter. Hopewell Chinono was first arrested in July on charges of writing in support of anti-government protests. He was detained for more than a month at a maximum security prison and released on bail on September 2nd. One of the conditions of his arrest was that he stop posting on his Twitter account until his case was finalized. But Chinono opened a new Twitter account, which he has been using to write about corruption and criticizing President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government. His comments have been unusually outspoken for a journalist in Zimbabwe, which is a nation where critics are often dealt with harshly. His lawyer told reporters that the charges against him were unclear at the moment, and so they are, quote, weighing our options. He's being charged with contempt of court. The attorney said he's alleged to have sent out a tweet, but at this moment the charges are not very clear, so we are weighing our options. Those are the words of Gift Mentizi speaking to Reuters by phone. The arrest of Chinono and dozens of activists has led to accusations that the government of Zimbabwe is persecuting the opposition, and that's a charge that government authorities deny. Austrian officials said Tuesday a perpetrator of an attack in Vienna that killed at least four people and wounded 14 others was a sympathizer of the Islamic State terror group. We experienced an attack last night by at least one Islamist terrorist. Those are the words of Interior Minister Karl Nehammer, who spoke to reporters. Islamic State later claimed responsibility for the attack. Nehammer said the assailant was armed with an assault rifle and wore a fake suicide vest. And he added in later comments that to the Austrian news agency that the attacker was convicted last year of trying to travel to Syria to join Islamic State. Britain's Home Secretary announced Tuesday the nation is raising its terrorism threat level from substantial to severe following the recent terrorist activity in France and Austria. According to Britain's domestic intelligence agency, the severe alert means a terrorist attack is highly likely. It's the fourth highest of the nation's five threat levels. The raising of the level follows the recent knife attack by a radicalized Chechen refugee in Nice, France, and yesterday's shooting of four people in Vienna. And the Sri Lankan Navy and other groups have rescued more than 100 short-finned pilot whales after the whales beached themselves on the nation's southwestern coastline. That took place today. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.